Let's talk about a topic tonight that I thought, you know, as Likrat Nisan and Ben Azmanim, and there'll be a lot about Pesach, and probably heard a lot about Pesach, and hopefully we'll talk more about the Pesach next week as well, on Sunday, and a couple of the morning shiurim. So I thought tonight we'll have a shiur in general that relates to every Yontif and every Shabbos. And this is a great, what I'd call back pocket shiur, that if one ever has to speak ever, it's about Shabbos and Yontif. So it's very relatable, very lemaisa, as we will see. So we start off with the psukim and parshas Emor and parshas Amoadim. We know there are three parshios of the Moadim: Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvar. Each have a different focus, right? Emor, Pinchas, and Re'eh. Those are the three parshios Hamoadim. Okay, it's Yontif is also mentioned in Mishpatim and Kisisa a little bit, but really the three major ones. Emor mentioned with the Maisa Hamitzvos, and the Pinchas, the emphasis are the Musafin, the Korban is Musaf, even though Shofar is also there, and the Re'eh is Alila Regal. So each one of them has a different focus. But if you look in the one in Emor, you have in front of you, source number one, Vayidabar Hashem Moshel Emor, Dabar B'nei Yisrael Amar Taliyem, Hashem says to Moshe, to tell B'nai Yisrael, Moadei Hashem Eshetikrosa Mikrai Kodesh. These are the Moadim. Elei Moadai. Get ready. Here come the Moadim. So if you would be writing the Moadim, which one would you put first? So either, what would you say? Pesach. Either Pesach or Rosh Hashanah. Even though Rosh Hashanah is not called Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. But the Aleph Tishrei, well, one of those two. And that's neither. Neither. What's first? Shabbos. Shabbos. Six days work shall be done. Is Shabbos a moed? Eila moadei Hashem. That's the beginning. And then, fascinatingly, Pasuk Dalet, Eila moadei Hashem mikrei kodesh. As if the Torah recognizes that it should. One second. I didn't mean that. Right? Let's start again. Another introductory Pasuk. Eila Moadei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh, Etikrosa Moadam. We just had a Pasuk, in the Pasuk Beis, Moadei Hashem. But it's as if the Torah starts again, and then starts Pesach. Bechodesh Arishon, Barbarasa Lachodesh, the 14th, or the 14th of Nisan, which is Pesach, and the next week, which is Chag HaMatzos, according to the Torah. So what message do you get from Torah Shebichsav? Right? It's as if there's a reset. Right? There was a start, and then a reset. Is Shabbos part or apart from the Parshios of the Moadim? That's our question. What is the relationship between Shabbos and Yontif? And as we're getting into Nisan, we're going to have a lot of those days and have to have these experiences. Right? We're going to have Shabbos, and then we're going to have Shabbos HaGadol, and then there's going to be, for B'nai Chutz La'aretz, there's going to be a three-day Yontif, 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 Shabbos, and then Yontif, Yontif, and then Shabbos, and there's a lot of holy days going on. You make Kodesh. So what exactly is the relationship between them, and what is Shabbos doing here? So Rashi already picks up on it. Rashi in source number 2 says, in Parshas Emor, Ma inyan Shabbos eisel modos. What is Shabbos doing here? Shabbos is not a moed. Right? The Gemara says in Erechin and in Megillah, why do you say halal on Shabbos? Because it's not a moed. So there are only three chagim, but Rosh Hashanah is a moed, Yom Kippur is a moed, but what is Shabbos is not. So what's it doing here? That's Rashi's kasha. Mine in Shabbos al modos. L'lamercha to teach me. Shekala machalos al modos, k'ma'alin alav kiluchilas ha-shabbosos. If somebody violates the holidays, the moedim, it's kilu they violated Shabbos. V'chala mekayim es al modos, ma'alin alav kilukim es ha-shabbosos. If somebody's mekayim the modos, somebody fulfills the moedim, interesting lashon, fulfill Mikayim the Moadim, so then it's Kiilu Kiyim es HaShabbosos. So again, Rashi is emphasizing the parallel and the connection between them. But the question is, what is Rashi driving at? What exactly is the message for us? So we're going to have three ideas. The third one is going to be the most elaborate one. One from Rav Soloveitchik, that'll be the last one. One from Rav Moshe, we'll have first. And then one from Rabbi Tzadok, slash the Rav a little bit, but then the main one that we will get to. So let's start off with Rav Moshe. What is the parallel? What is it? What does Rashi mean? Rav Moshe is really giving Shana Rashi. What does Rashi mean that there's a connection between Shabbos and the Mo'adim, and what is Shabbos doing here, and what is the relationship between the two? Says Rav Moshe, source number 3. Quotes Rashi. V'nir b'bir advarim, line number 6. The Shabbos harehu tachlus ha'emuna b'briyas ha'olam. Shabbos is creation. By our not doing creative malacha on Shabbos, that testifies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We don't work like Hashem didn't work, kaviyachol. Like Hashem rested. Umitam zeh machal Shabbos, chas v'shalom ki l'kor v'may separatius. If somebody's machal Shabbos, right, so then it's as if they are denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shabbos is Hashem as the borei. Yontif is Hashem as the manhig. The one that is still constantly and still involved in the world. Right, what's Yom Tov about? It's about Adonai HaKavod. It's about the Makos. It's about Kabbalah HaTorah. That's not Bore. That's Manhik. In the middle column. And he negates nature. Kirtzono, based on his will, to save Klal Yisrael. We needed to redeem us from Mitzrayim. He didn't just create the world and leave and have other universes to deal with. No, it's he's still involved whenever we need some help. 40 years every single day. Every single day they never ran out of food. Right? The bitachon also that took. Now you ever go, they went to sleep without any food in the cupboard. Right? What if the month didn't fall tomorrow? They would die. Right? Every day. This even Rav Shimon bar Yochai's Talmid the Masechta, the Gemara in Yuma. Why did the month fall once a year? Well, once a year, and they'll collect it and make a nace that it doesn't get bad overnight. No, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to daven to him every day. Hashem wants to hear our tefillos every day. So the month, right? V'nasa lanu Torah. So Shabbos is Hashem as the borei. Yantif as Hashem as the manig. Says Rav Moshe right in the middle. V'yamr Torah she'emuna b'chatzi davar eino klum. Chatz, there's a Gemara, davar v'lo chatzi davar. In a totally different halachic context. But Rav Moshe says chatzi davar is lo klum in this context. If I only believe in one and not the other, then I'm missing everything. It's not that I believe in half. If I'm missing one, that impacts the half that I quote unquote do believe in. Kagon. If I believe that Hashem created the world, of course there was a creator. And almost everybody believes there was a creator when it just happened. You know that? We spoke about that. The Ramban in Parshas Bo, different types of heretics. But the Rambam already writes in more Nevuchim. It's very hard to say there wasn't a creator. Right? And he says, what's the biggest raya? The human eye. Simple raya. The human eye just happened. Right, with the reflection and the refraction and the all the lenses. No, Hashem has to be there has to be a borei. So we know that aval yit el omar, but there are those that might say shanagas olamaso biadachir. Of course, Hashem created the world, but he's busy and he's not involved anymore. If I say Hashem created the world and then left, then it's a lack even in the Bria. Because why would he create the world if he's not going to be involved anymore? V'chulu. V'keinu mamen ba'abria. And therefore, if I say Hashem created the world, feel free to open and eat and drink, feel free. Be hamish. So if Hashem created the world, but it's not involved anymore, that's a lack even in the Bria. She'eshim tu'elas temunazu. But then says the Rav Moshe, but the opposite is also true. If I think that Hashem obviously is involved in the world and is in control of the world, but didn't create the world, then so who created the world? And what kind of controller and hanhaga is that? So Rav Moshe says that's the package of Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif is Bria and Hanhaga. Hashem is the creator, Hashem as the mashgiach, the one that's constantly involved, and that's why Shabbos is here. Because Shabbos and Moed are a package. Shabbos and Moed are a package. We have to have one. We can't have one without the other. They have to work together. That is one idea. One idea. But there's a second idea. Second idea, that was Rav Moshe, Bria, and Hanhaga. If you ever have to give a 5-minute vart on any Shabbos or Yontif, that's 5 minutes. That's your 5-minute one. If you want a 15 to 20-minute one, that's coming up. So just keep in mind, you don't have to give the whole shiur, but it's good to have Divrei Torah. The rabbi always asks you to speak to Mincha Maariv the next day. Oh, I just take the Maariv Mekomos, just use it. Okay, number one. Number two. Second idea. We usually think, and two of the great Achronim, Reb Tzadok, in source number four, Reb Tzadok was Nifter in 1900. The Rav, who is obviously was born in 1903 or something, he was Nifter in 1993, so he lived right after Reb Tzadok, but they say the same idea. We usually think of Shabbos and Yontif, we would think of as very, very different and maybe even opposites. And to a certain degree, they are. And we're going to read really most of their words outside, and because we're going to read the other later on inside. Right? Shabbos, we create. I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Shabbos. Bekadosh HaShabbos, we don't decide when Shabbos is. Hashem creates the Kedusha. Bekadosh HaShabbos. Yantif, that's us. Yantif, we are Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. We decide, we set the calendar. That was the first mitzvah that we received as a nation. HaKodesh HaZalachem. So we would think that Shabbos is over here and Yantav is over there. This is Mekadesh Yisrael and this is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Says Rav Salvechik, says Rav Yitzadok, they both say, no. There is an overlap. Even Shabbos is a little Yantav-like. Shabbos, Hashem determines when Shabbos is. But a Jew helps determine what Shabbos is. Yontif, a Jew determines both. When and what. But they're still connected. A Jew determines what. What do you mean what Shabbos is? Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos. What does that have to do with us? Says Rav Salvechik, why do we make Kiddush? What's the point of making Kiddush? Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos. No, Yontif, I understand we make Kiddush. But why do we make Kiddush on Friday night? It's automatically. If I'm running late on Friday night, Hashem, hold off. No, Hashem decided Shabbos is Shabbos. That Hasidic story, that one chassid is talking to the other chassid, like, my Rebbe is bigger than your Rebbe. My Rebbe could do this. And one of them said, no, my Rebbe. My Rebbe is late Friday night. He's still going to the mikveh. It's Shabbos over here, and it's Shabbos over there, but where my Rebbe is, it's not Shabbos yet. Okay. But anyways, Esrach Salvechik. Esrach Salvechik. So, why do we make Kiddush? So he gives a mashal. Gemara Nedarim. I think it's Daf Yud Gimel. He quotes it here in source number 5. He gives a mashal. The Gemara says that there's something called, we know the Torah tells us, Bechor Behema Tahora. There are a number of mitzvos that have to do with firstborns. Right, firstborn son is pigeon aben, firstborn donkey, firstborn sheep. Bechor behema tahora. It's the only carbon that's automatic. Kadosh meirechem. It's just born. That's why it's the only one they have to worry about nowadays. If you have a sheep that's about to have the firstborn, and it might be a male, so our minhag is to, and Tosas already quotes this minhag, our minhag is to sell 2% of the mother to a guy. Right, so that the mother is partly owned by a guy, and that's mafkia, the kedusha of the bechor, because that you don't want a bechor walking around. That's just not good. It'll lead to problems. So that's what we do l'maisa. Bechor beim Torah says the Gemara, says Shmuel, I think it is, even though a bechor beim Torah is kadosh mirachem, mitzvah like the show, it's a mitzvah to add your own personal element to be makdish the animal. It's kadosh mirachem, even if I don't say anything, mitzvah like the show. Says Rav Salvechik, he used that as a mashal for Shabbos as well. Mitzvah lahadisha. Even though Shabbos is automatic, even though Shabbos, when Shabbos is not determined by us, but what Shabbos is. If we add our own personal sanctity to Shabbos, it makes it a different experience. Again, not in terms of, let's say, in terms of the Isser Malacha, but in a personal way. Just like the carbon is mitzvah l'adisha, we have a personal connection to now that animal, so too, the yontif element could apply to Shabbos as well. So there's an overlap between the two. That's the second idea, Shabbos and yontif. Remember, Moshe is number one, Borei and Mashgiach. Number two, they look very different, but maybe there's an overlap. We have something to contribute, both not only by yontif, but even by Shabbos. But now let's get to the third and the main idea that we want to talk about. And this will get us into, you know, a question that I've always had, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's talk about Shabbos. And then we'll talk about Yontif's relationship to Shabbos. Talk about Shabbos first. The Mishnah in Megillah tells us that we know there are different aliyos for every yom that there's laying. Right, on a weekday we have 3 aliyos. Chol HaMoed, we have 4 aliyos. It's a little more kadosh. Yontif is 5 aliyos. We paskin, Yom Kippur is 6 aliyos. And Shabbos is 7 aliyos. And those reflect Kedushas HaYom. Meaning Shabbos is the most kadosh. Shabbos has the most intense kedusha. That's what the Mishnah says in source number 6. B'Shabbos Shiva. Ein poch zeman avo mosif en alein. You can't have less than that, but you can have more. You're allowed to have hosafos. Shabbos is called, the Gemara tells us, in two places, Matana Tova. Shabbos is a special gift that was given to us. Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Moshe, Matana Tova, Yishli B'Beis Genazai. I have a special gift in my treasure house, V'Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. Bari Mevakesh L'Nol Yisrael, and I want to give it to Am Yisrael. What makes Shabbos a Matana? The Gemara doesn't say Sukkos is a Matana. The Gemara doesn't say Tefillin is a Matana. Why Dafka? What's unique about Shabbos? The Shabbos is called a Matana Tova Yishli B'Beis Genazai. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, a beautiful idea. Other Rachmanim say it before him, but I gave it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan. We say it every Shabbos morning, we just don't realize what we're saying. We say it in Shmona Esrei every Shabbos morning, the message that he's about to talk about. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shabbos Kodesh, Yeh Osa Gadol, Shvein HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nama Yisrael. Shabbos is the Os, it's the special relationship. Osi b'ni b'nechem, right? Last week's parsha, v'shamru. Osi b'ni b'nechem, l'daske ani yeshem v'kadishchem. Klomar, what does it mean? It's a special os. Afa gav the Shabbos u'zeichel ma'isav reishis. Ki sheishis yom ha'zal ha'shem ha'mes v'yem v'sa'aretz. Shabbos is zeichel ma'isav reishis. So if I would ask you, does it make sense that the Greeks don't celebrate Hanukkah? That makes sense, Moshe?
Yeah.
Why should they celebrate Hanukkah? They lost. Does it make sense that the Japanese don't celebrate Sukkos? They have nothing to do with Sukkos. Sukkos is a historic event, a holiday that celebrates a historical event that happened to my ancestors. So it makes a lot of sense that all of the nations of the world don't celebrate our holidays.
But what about Shabbos? Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Breishis.
So one would think that Shabbos should have to be celebrated and observed by everyone in the world. Because there's Zecher L'Maaseh Breishis, everybody has to believe Hashem is the Borei. And yet, not only is it not everybody has to keep Shabbos, but they're not allowed to eat, not allowed to keep Shabbos. Goy Shavas. Why is that? That shows that Shabbos is the special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Because all the other days, there's no Havamina that it would apply to the other ones. Of course we have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Purim, Hanukkah. Well, why else? Of course the other nations don't have that. Shabbos, there's a Havamina that it should have applied to the others, and it doesn't? That's what shows Shabbos is a Matana Tova. Is that similar? They don't have Shaychus. And yet he's only given to us. That shows its special, unique quality. And that's the beautiful lashon. We say, let's try to have kavana when we say this next Shabbos. We thank Hashem in Shachar, Shabbos morning. Thank you for not giving Shabbos to the other nations. You didn't give it to the other religions. Why do we don't say that on Yontif? Thank you for not giving Pesach to everybody else. We don't say that because obviously you didn't give a Pesach to anybody else. On Shabbos, we say thank you for not giving it to anybody else. Because he could have. Shabbos is a special gift between us and HaKadosh Baruch. Shabbos is a special gift. The Mishnah Berurah discusses in source number 9. The uniqueness of Shabbos compared to all other areas of Halacha. And he quotes a Kabbalistic idea, which is based on a Zohar, which he quotes a number of times in his Sfarim. He quotes that the Zohar tells us that there are 365 sinews and 248 limbs and organs. And whenever we do a mitzvah, we give spiritual nourishment to that organ. And in Olam Haba, the organs that we strengthened in this world are going to be with us. That's why we have to try to do all the mitzvahs. Hashem didn't tell us which mitzvahs has more schar than others. But says the Chafetz Chaim, mistama, there are some mitzvahs that you can't live without. Just like there are some organs that you can't live without. You can't live without the heart or lungs or a brain. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that Shabbos is one of those. Either the brain or the heart or the lungs or something that you can't live without. Because all mitzvahs are parallel. And Shabbos has to be connected to that. And he says, on the top right, he says, V'gam tzorach ladas, haramach mitzvahs shebet Torah, sheitel Hashem yisparach ala adam, lezachem l'shamram, the 248 mitzvahs that Hashem gave us, hu negen haramach yivarem sheba adam, they're connected to 248 limbs, v'chechid debay varem nimsa yivarem shonim, just like in the limbs, there are different limbs, there are some limbs that you can't live without, there are some limbs that you can live without, v'avim yechzeru, have a hefzeshu rav, if you're missing a limb, it's terrible, missing a finger, But still, you can live. You can't live without Shabbos. Shabbos is the oath between us and HaKadosh Baruch. It's our ID. You might have heard this mashal before. The Chafetz Chaim gives the mashal. What does it mean it's the sign? It's our sign. So he says, imagine in your neighborhood, you have Yosef has a shoe store. You see Yosef shoes. There's a big sign up on the shoe store. Yosef shoes. What about at night? You see the bars come down. Okay, the door's locked. He went home. Yosef went home. What about when Yosef goes on vacation? Okay, you see, Yosef's shoes are still there. The doors are locked. He went on vacation. What happens if the sign is not there anymore? What happened to Yosef? Right? He moved away. Is he okay? What happened? Shabbos is the Jew's sign. It's the sign between us and HaKadosh Baruch. That's our identity. Right? When somebody becomes an Eved Hashem, what's the litmus test of observance? Are you Shomer Shabbos Aveda? Right, that's not the one that they pick. Not even Shomer Shabbos. All right, Shomer Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik notes that there is a halachic parallel between how we get ready for Shabbos and how we get ready for another experience in Judaism. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Lamed, the first 28 prakim of the Rambam are about what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And the last two prakim are about what you are allowed and what you have to do on Shabbos. About Kiddush and Oneg and Kavod. So the Rambam says, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shtayim Min HaTorah, Shtayim Min Divrei Sofrim. He says, Kavod Shabbos, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. What's Kavod Shabbos? She says the Rambam, Mitzvah Al Adam Lirchos Panav Yadav Raglav. It's a mitzvah to take a shower. When we take a shower Friday afternoon, it's not just because we're hot and sweaty, but because of Kavod Shabbos. Number one. Umisate petitzis and garb ourselves in tzitzis. Right, some circles, very few, but some. Member of Pincus writes in one of his farm that he liked to daven at a certain Hasidish place on Friday night because they all wore talisim on Friday night, like we wear in Yom Kippur. Says he liked that. You wrap yourself in a talis. Okay, but special clothing, let's call it. The Yoshiv Bekovod Rosh and sit with anticipation, getting ready for the experience. Like Balas Panei Shabbos, Kamoshi Yosi Likras HaMelech. Right? You guys were just in Sfat for Shabbos. That's where this originated. Part of it. V'chachamim arishonim ayim mekapsin talmidei b'erev Shabbos. Gathering in groups. So the Rambam says, washing and sitting with anticipation and wrapping yourself in a talus and gathering in groups. That's how you get ready for Shabbos. There's another experience in Judaism that you get ready the same way. I'm in RC night. We're talking about something that we do. Davening. Says Rav Soloveitchik davening. Right? We wash our hands if they are need to be washed. The Rambam is very charif for that, washing hands before davening. Right? We gather in groups, field of seaboard. Special clothing, putting on a talus, and sitting in anticipation. We're supposed to, right? The Hasidim Rishonim, how you show them, show achas. Maha Kesher, what is the connection between Shabbos and davening? Says Rav Soloveitchik, it connects to my grandfather, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, and if anybody knows any Reb Chaims, they would know this one. Right, this is the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah. And if not, we'll know it right now. Okay, we're not going to do all the Marmakomas. But Reb Chaim discusses in Hilchos Tefillah, right? He answers a stira in the Rambam. One Rambam says you have to have Kavanah for the entire Shmona Esrei. And if not, you have to daven again. And another Rambam says, no, as long as you have Kavanah in the first bracha, Avos. So which is it? Avos or everything? Says Reb Chaim, you could skip a couple. Again, these are all the Rambams that talk about getting ready for davening. Look at Reb Chaim in source number 17. Says Reb Chaim, turning over, Venira Lomar, the Trey Gavni, Kavanas Yish Bitfila. There are two types of Kavana. Or there are two dinim in Kavana. Ha'achas Kavana Pir Shadvarim. One type of Kavana is knowing what the words mean. Knowing what the words mean. So try to know what the words mean. That Kavana is not Ma'akev Ol Davening. Just the first bracha. You have to know that you're connecting on you're on giant shoulders. Schus Avos. That's one kavana. Then there's another level of kavana, and it's not really kavana, but it's definition of prayer, Reb Chaim would say. And what is that? Amidah lifnei Hashem. Knowing that you're talking to God, even if you have no idea what you're saying, but we know the experience of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's ma'akev, because if we don't realize that's what we're doing, then we didn't daven, says Reb Chaim. He says, "Venira de kavana zu ena b'dem kavana rachu me'etzem ma'isa tefila." It's part of the definition of davening. V'im ein libo panui ve'eno roes atzmo k'shomi lefnei Hashem. That it's not davening. Davening is when we have an audience, a private audience with the CEO of the world. That's Shabbos as well. If we get ready for tefila and Shabbos the same way, it must be a parallel experience. Shabbos is a 25-hour experience every week that we get to have a private conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Private conversation. It's a beautiful idea. Shemi Shmuel quotes it. I didn't give it to you. The Shemi Shmuel discusses that, you know, we have Friday night, we come back and we say, Shalom Aleichem and Malachi Ashari, Bracha L'Shalom, right, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that the Malachim accompany us home on Friday night, that the table's set, they give us a bracha. And then we say, Teschel L'Shalom. And the Velt asks, what do we say Teschel L'Shalom for? What do you want the Malachim to leave for? So, some say, we don't know when they're going to leave. So, whenever they leave, we're just saying Teschel L'Shalom now. We don't want to miss them. So, we're saying Teschel L'Shalom now. Remember, 35 years ago, I'm having a conversation with somebody, and they said, oh, we don't say Teschel L'Shalom. We don't want the Malachim to leave. I'm like, how can you not say Teschel L'Shalom? It's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. They're like, yeah, we don't want the Malachim to leave. So I said, there's definitely a pshat. You know, but you can't just knock off Teschel L'Shalom. You know, all Klal Yisrael says Teschel L'Shalom. So at that time, I didn't know the Shemi Shmuel. But years later, the Shemi Shmuel says, we come to the Shabbos table. It's time for us to have a yichud room with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Malachim can't stay. Say Teschel L'Shalom. They accompany us home. We invite them into our homes. But then we wish them well and say, now it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what Shabbos is. Even the Malachim aren't on that level. This is Shabbos. It's the Os. It's the private time that we have. It's the most Aliyahs. It's a Matana Tov. The Bavitcher Rebbe never slept on Shabbos. That was the deal that he had when he got married to his father-in-law was the Friedik Rebbe, as they call him, right? So part of the deal was, you can't sleep on Shabbos. So he was up every Shabbos, 25 hours. How can you sleep on Shabbos? It's like every moment is a treasure. So we say it's a mitzvah to sleep on Shabbos, right? Shenim Shabbos Tainuk, but if you'd be the Bavitcher Rebbe, good. So now let's talk about how does this relate to Yontif? So as we'll see, it's exactly the same, but it's the opposite. What are we talking about? Three questions. Question number one. Why do we have Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yontif? Yeah, sometimes when it's like Yontif, we feel like jipped out. You're like, where's Kabbalah Shabbos? Just Mizmar. Especially down in Ashkenaz, forget it. It's just Mizmar Shir. You see down in Sfar, you get a couple of Hadodis. But like, where's Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Yontif? Question one, why is that Kabbalah Shabbos, not Kabbalah Yontif? Question number two, why is it The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Mori Katan, source number 20, that Shabbos counts in Avelos while Yontif does not. Yontif breaks Avelos. Right? Shiva always has a Shabbos. That's why it's Shiva, it's 7 days. There's Avelos on Shabbos. But there's no Avelos on Yontif. Why? So Tosva says, because Yontif has Simcha, and Simcha can't exist with Avelos. While Shabbos has Oneg, and Oneg can exist with Avelos. Wonderful. But why is there Simcha on Yontif and not on Shabbos? Why is there only Oneg on Shabbos, but the Simcha on Yontif? So number one, Kabbalah Shabbos versus Kabbalah Yontif. Simcha versus Oneg. Third question. The Poskim on Shulchan Aruch quote, the Hagos Maimonia, source 22, your Yontif clothes should be even more expensive than your Shabbos clothes. You should have Yontif clothes, then Shabbos clothes, then Chol HaMoed clothes. What's going to talk all about? Maybe Purim clothes. But Yontif is the most. Why? Why should Yontif have more expensive clothes than Shabbos? So said the Rav, unbelievable. Such an ingenious thought. The relationship between Shabbos and Yontif is parallel to another relationship. Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Says Rav Soloveitchik, there are parallels between our shuls, Mikdash Ma'at, and the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Daf Chav Ches, if a Beis HaKnesses, if a shul, Rachmanu Litzlan, is destroyed, it still has Kedusha, based on the pasuk describing the Harabayis. Vashimosi is Mikdashechem. Kedushas and Avavishin Shomamin. That's about the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, it applies to Beis HaKnesses too. There's a parallel between them. Right? You're not allowed to take a shortcut through a shul, just like you're not allowed to take a shortcut through Har Habayis. There are parallels. But they're not exactly parallel. We all wear shoes when we go to shul. You don't wear shoes when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, source 26. You're allowed to go into shul with your wallet, your money belt, and your shoes. So what's the difference? In some ways, a shul is parallel to Beis HaMikdash. And it's Kedusha, shortcut. But in some ways, it's different. Are you allowed to wear shoes? V'chulu. The secret of everything is two words of Rava in the end of Masechas Brachos. Rava is the most quoted Amora in all of Shas. Rava tells us, source 27, Brachas Amal Gimel. The Gemara asks, you know, this question. The Gemara says, Elam Arava, Kibeso, a shul is like your house. Ma beso kapadarya kapadidish arakiko minalo kapadidish. Would you allow your neighbors to take a shortcut through your living room to get to their house? No. On a permanent basis. Would you allow your neighbors to wear their shoes into your living room? Yeah. The shul is like your house. What does that mean? Says Rav Soloveitchik, unbelievable. The shul, a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaKnesses are both places we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, who's the host and who's the guest? The Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's house. We go visit him there. If you would meet the President of the United States in your living room versus meeting him in the Oval Office, those are two different types of meetings. I'm sorry, if you meet the Prime Minister on Downing Street, and if you meet the Prime Minister in your living room, right, there's... I'm not going to say Prime Minister of Israel, because that's Hamish, wherever it is. But there's a difference in the formality. There's a difference in the formality. If you're in God's house, it's much more formal, and there's higher standards. A shul, it's our house, and Hashem comes to meet us there. It's our turf. That's the concept of the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It's a place that we create the Kedusha and Hashem comes to us. And that's why Rava says, Ki Beis, it's like your house. Because we create that. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the same conceptual way that Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses is in space, Shabbos and Yontif is in time. Conceptually, Yontif, we go to Hashem. Right? Yontif is connected to the Beis HaMikdash, Alila Regel. But even without that, conceptually, on Yontif, Hashem is the host. It's His day. It's the day that He did miracles. So we, so to speak, go to Hashem, Kavar Yachal, on Yontif.
On Shabbos, He comes to us. On Shabbos, it's more relaxed. It's like our house. It's like a shul. And that's why our Yontif clothes has to be more expensive than our Shabbos clothes. Because we're going to meet God on His turf. And that's why there's no Kabbalah Yontif. There's only Kabbalah Shabbos. Because Shabbos, we welcome Him in. If there's Yontif, we don't be Mavaza, Hashem's. How does it work when they're overlapped? I don't know. Good kasha. It's both. That's another shiur we could have. Is it Shabbos and Yontif? Or is it Shabbos Yontif? Is it Shabbos comma Yontif? Or is it Shabbos hyphenated Yontif? That's a lambda shiur. A lot of nafkaminas. But another time. But that's why there's Yontif clothes are more expensive than Shabbos clothes. And that's why there's Kabbalah Shabbos and Kabbalah Yontif. And that's why there's Simcha on Yontif. But there's no Simcha on Shabbos because there's Oneg. Because it's all about going to HaKadosh Baruch. So Shabbos and Yontif are both Yemei Kodesh on days that we are intensely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on days that we have to cherish. And days, like we said, Seischal Mashalom, if the Malachim would come, we would say that on Yontif too, Seischal Mashalom. Because Hashem's with us in a special way on Shabbos and Yontif. And there's so many unique halachas about that. But they're opposites also. We go to Him or He comes to us. And that's why there's the difference between those. And that is why, getting full circle, turning for a circle, Shabbos is in the Parshas HaMoadim and Emor, but it's not in the Parshas HaMoadim and Emor. It's in the Parshas HaMoadim, but then there's a new introduction before you start the rest of the Moadim. Because it's different. It's different. By that, in the Moadim, Shabbat Yom Kodesh, we start again. So it is part and it is a part. So it belongs there and it doesn't belong there. So number one, Bori and Manhig, that's Shabbos and Yontif. Number two, Shabbos is a little like Yontif too because there's the personal element that we should add to Shabbos too. We're Mekadesh Shabbos as well, even though Hashem is the ultimate Mekadesh HaShabbos. But number three, Shabbos and Yontif are both intense days. Shabbos is the os, Shabbos is the heart. Shabbos is unique. By the way, I didn't add, I forgot to mention, Chassam Sofer points out, you always count up to what you love. Right? Let's say you have challah and you like the potatoes the best, you usually save the potatoes for last. Let's say you have different flavors of ice cream, right? You save them. You always count to what you want. Judaism is the only religion, right? Our day of rest, Shabbos, is at the end of the week. Right? Most nations in the world, they have Sunday. They rest, right? What's the goal? What's the goal? Our goal is Shabbos. Our goal is Shabbos, the day of rest. We work to rest. We don't rest to work to make more money. Right? What do you count up to? So Shabbos and Yontif are days of Yemei Kodesh, opposites but parallel, like Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Let us all try to enjoy and experience and recognize all these special days that are coming up in the month of Nisan. Shabbosos, Yemim Tovim, and appreciate what each one is, what each experience is, and try to get the most out of it. Okay, we'll stop here. Sunday, the Chug will be the Haggadah this year, Hashem. We're probably going to